We don't have an opening.
Here, here.
I can't hear myself.
Hooray.
Oh, there I am. Yay.
Monitors. Monitors. Yes, you're listening to Here, Here on KillRadio.org. That is the laziest start.
I was just thinking this is like the comatose beginning.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're a little bit off our game because we're doing it at a special time. Normally we're noon to two. And
this is
we're two
this
to
is
four.
Audition timing.
Yes.
Can you legally share what you auditioned for today? You're wearing that.
It was for
you're wearing that Blockbuster video.
I'm wearing
outfit.
The outfit. I'm wearing the customer service representative outfit. The obligatory khakis and blue button down. And it was for some cell phone company whose name escapes me at the moment. And it was kind of a cute commercial, actually. I play like a trainee. Like it's my first day on the job.
Tranny?
Yeah, I play a tranny, and it's my first day having both a penis and a vagina.
Wow.
And,
they don't have both.
No,
they
I'm
have
just
one
saying
or the
it's
other.
My first day. But no. Okay, so what I have to do is it's like I'm selling this guy a cell phone, and I'm reading it off a script like, hey, would you like to get this wireless plan? And he's like, yeah, sure, sounds good, you know. And then when he's sort of not looking, I take these defibrillators and start rubbing them together, and I go, clear, and I'm about to like shock him, and he's like, whoa, what's, I don't need that, no, that's not good, and then I realize I made a mistake, like I had like the wrong product or something like that, and I look at my script, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I messed up, I was supposed to get you to sign this contract first, and you know, hilarity ensues.
It sounds like it will.
Yeah. Well, I'll laugh all the way to the bank.
Yeah,
the part.
Exactly. That's all that matters.
So, you know, I shot a Bud Light commercial in October, and it still hasn't aired. So it's, you know, it's very good that I'm working on another career right now. that's all I can say.
Yeah, could you imagine you were waiting by the mailbox for that check?
Yeah. And I'm back in school now, so it's
yay.
You know, I'm juggling. I have acting, DJing, and doing the radio show, and this radio show as well.
Right.
And graduate school. So I'm just kind of
throwing
these things in the air.
And your marriage.
Well, that's no work at all. That's that's pure
really?
Pleasure.
Really?
I married the perfect woman. I don't mind saying it over the internet airwaves.
Gosh.
If this was corporate radio, maybe it'd be different. But on internet airwaves, I have no problem saying I married the perfect woman. So we have lots of music to play for you.
Yep.
It's been kind of a difficult year so far for us.
Yeah, we've been starting off kind of oddly.
But we have tons of music to play.
So much music.
Yeah. So do you want to go first?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean I'm going to play all the music I have today, but I have a lot in waiting. Yeah. That I still have to go through.
Yeah, I got a bunch of CDs here. And also we have another in the famous Here Here concert series / Kill Radio Presents benefit fundraiser shows coming up this Sunday. So I'm going to play some music from some of the artists you can come check out.
Great.
And support Kill Radio at the same time.
Do you want to tell us who the bands are real quick before we go to music?
The bands are playing on Sunday include Mather Louth, what's this like, Firebug,
mm-hmm.
Brutus Gets the Girl,
mm-hmm.
and The Sweetheart.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. I'm excited. I'm going to be at Lost Souls all weekend, actually, this weekend. Tomorrow is their two-year anniversary party.
Wow.
So what's cool is all the employees that work there now are either in a band or they're illustrative artists. So the gallery is going to be
such a hip place.
The gallery is going to be all their artwork, including mine. I'm actually making my art debut, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know that you did that sort of thing.
No, well, I don't know. Have I showed you these crazy cell phone photos I've been taking of L.A.?
I've seen some of your photography. Yeah, you take really good pictures.
Yeah, that's what I got them printed out. I'm hopefully going to be able to pick them up today or tomorrow.
Cell phone photography art. I think that's probably like a whole new.
Well, it's because, like I told you, that my cell phone when the colors really or the light's really bright, the sunlight's really bright, it tweaks out the colors. It either overexposes
mm-hmm.
or it makes the black super black. So it does this. It's done these weird things with color that is like. I mean, you would think it was done after the fact, you know, photoshopped or whatever. And it's
funny
not. It's just so beautiful.
Bad photograph is so often artistically powerful, you know.
But some of the things it's done, I mean, like there's this one picture of the new Gold Line Extension Bridge. It turned it, it should be in 3D because it shows the bridge taking off, leading away from the photo, and it just the way to overexpose it made it all like it was two dimensional or one dimensional. So I'll show it to you. It's in my phone still, but. It's just amazing what it's done. I'm sure.
Do you
this
have
is...
any of these posted online? Is there a place?
No,
to
I need
them
to.
Out?
I
you used to have a Stardust blog. Something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That?
I know. I haven't been doing that since I moved. So
okay.
I need to post all that stuff. I think that stuff's actually on the blog. But anyway, On that note, we should probably go to music. It's going to be a busy weekend at Las Olas. I'm basically going to just spend the night there, I think, tomorrow night. So
cool.
And I'll help you set up
on
Sunday.
Well, they have couches, so it's good.
So let's go to music. This is an artist by the name of Lee out of Brooklyn, New York, myspace.com/meet, M-E-E-T. Or a website is www.whoislee.com. This is a track called Back to Love, and you're going about to hear it right now on killradio.org's Hear Here.
Querido, minha grande surpresa, Deixe-nos voar junto, toma minha mão. Brincarei com você. Não quero falar mais, quero ensinar. Agora mesmo, de graça. Não, não, fica lá no chão. Te vou beijar na cara, nos braços, no peito, na barriga. Thank you.
band Witterback on here on killradio.org. That was two really good tracks.
Yeah, that was great. That was
impressed. Way to go, Mark. Well done.
You know, and I put it together.
Yeah.
I didn't build the songs, but I put them together in the playlist. That was Hour of the Shipwreck. They're based here in Los Angeles. That track was called Do you know them?
They're supposed to come on they're scheduled to be on Is Good. They were going to come on this Monday, but I think we're going to reschedule it because they have a new album coming out and they didn't want to share
Well, that explains everything, cuz on their MySpace page, they're in terms of their calendar, it said the 21st, killradio.org. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, they're scheduled to be on Is Good. They may still come on, but I just talked to them yesterday about maybe rescheduling because they have a new album coming out and they don't want to like reveal all the new tracks before the album.
Right.
So we're gonna see, but they have I know for a fact they have a big show coming up on the 23rd.
Well, that explains everything. So I was like, guys, you're not getting played. You're getting played actually today. You're not on Monday.
That's funny.
You know? So that's how I looked at it because it didn't say Is Good or anything like that. So
no, they're really talented.
Yeah, they're great. So, and then again, before that was Lee out of Brooklyn, New York. Track was called Back to Love, myspace.com/meet, M-E-E-T, or his website is also whoislee.com. And just to make sure that I said Hour of the Shipwreck's MySpace page, it was myspace.com/Hour of the Shipwreck. I love when MySpace page addresses are easy to say and remember, and cause when they're hard and you have to spell, and I'll just leave it at that.
All right, good. That sounds good. So, did you hear we might be headed for a recession? Did you hear this?
Isn't it already upon us? God.
I know. It cracks me up. Did you hear the sky might be blue?
Yeah.
It might be. They're not sure.
Because let me tell you something. You know, with the job that I do, I'm calling people across the country, throughout the country. And
remind people again what you do.
Okay. I work for a company that they say it's nonprofit fundraising, but it's really kind of like nonprofit member services. I call major nonprofits. Probably shouldn't say any of the names, but big like environmental ones or political ones.
And you service their members.
Yes, in the best way possible over the phone. And it's a free call. But one of the challenges I keep hearing people over and over and over, especially with people who are retirees, which that segment of our population is growing rapidly, is they've basically been taken financial hostage by their medical expenses. And they're having financial challenges, and they want to support these groups, of course, and they want to give more, and they're given as little as they can. But it's a common...
As much as they can, which is very little.
Yeah, as much as they can, yeah. And it's a common issue with so many people. Now, granted, I'm not talking to the whole country, obviously. I'm talking to a segment of the population that supports big, huge nonprofits, political and progressive ones, basically.
Right.
And they're struggling. So... You know, and gosh, when I talk to people in Michigan, did Michigan just like declare bankruptcy or something? No, seriously, because it's been in the news, and I haven't seen it or heard it, but that Michigan is having major financial problems, like as a corporation kind of thing, you know?
Well, it probably didn't help, too, that the Democrats chose not to do, wasn't that Michigan, where the Democrats chose not to do their...
In Florida, yeah.
Yeah, because, and, you know, that probably would have brought some money to the state.
Well, it was just for the primaries.
They were campaigning and make. Maybe it wouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Poor Michigan.
So you look. Did you see the polls? If we're supposed to believe polls after the New Hampshire thing, that Clinton is barely ahead of Obama here in California.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's been a real neck and neck race, though. I didn't expect it, because I don't expect neither of them to do well. And when they both do well, it's doubly confusing.
February 5th is going to be the crazy day. I mean, you know about how that's all played itself out. It's like 23 states. It's a population size of half the country.
And have you taken a look at some of the things that we have to vote on as Californians?
Well, the Indian gaming is one. I'm totally against all of that.
It's so hard to understand where to side on that kind of issue. I just look at whatever the Howard Jarvis people side with, and I go against that.
Right.
But, I mean, they have these commercials on where it's like, you know, vote for the Indian gaming thing because it's giving the Indians what they deserve. And then the other ones are like, vote against the Indian thing because Indians don't deserve shit. And it's like, you don't know what you're supposed to believe.
The LA Weekly just did a story, and I highly recommend you try to find it, about this whole thing. That one guy, when they first started the whole Indian gaming thing in California, I can't remember his name. It's like, his name's like Mark something. The guy with the ponytail, very soft-spoken, you know, very gentle warrior.
The old Mark Caldwell.
No, not me. Yeah, exactly. No, but... you know, again, I'm just saying what the story said, but boy, they seem to refute it, that they've been what's happened is these tribes have been getting all this money, and then they dole it out to their tribesmen. So you get $30,000 a month for doing nothing, but because of your lineage, it's basically is mm-hmm. what it comes from. Well, the tribe has been kicking people out, saying, oh, no, they're actually not Pechanga.
So that they get to keep more of the money, so they don't
yes.
have to dole it out as
and
much.
They've been, and these are people who have been in part of the movement for so long. In fact, even a Indian expert, scientist, sociologist kind of guy checked up on the research and said these people shouldn't be kicked out. But, you know, the tribes are considered sovereign nations, so the federal government is getting kicked in. And
jeez.
One of the women in the first ads, supposedly, they show her living in a frickin' trailer. And no money's trickled down to her. She's still living in that trailer. So, I mean, I've always been against it from day one. Something about it, and I had no reason to be against it. Nothing logical said this is wrong. But I guess maybe because it's gambling. I don't know. It just seems like now they've become more profitable than Vegas. Mm-hmm. That just seems kind of like, what's going on here, you know, without regulation?
Well, it's interesting because it's sort of like it's become such a classist thing. Like within the microcosm of Native American culture, there's developed because of this gambling thing,
right,
this kind of hierarchy where you still have the same thing. You still have sort of rich assholes
right.
screwing it up for everybody right. else, and you don't have the people who are intended to benefit from these things getting any real benefits out
right.
of it. And it's just because it's happening in a culture other than mainstream American culture, mm-hmm. we kind of like look at it and go, well, I don't know, you know. Whatever,
right.
but
well,
it's the same thing that's happening in a broader sense, you know, on this side.
The lesson, of course, is, you know, it's this is all about, we got to stop pointing fingers about who's more, you know, progressive or who's more enlightened than someone else. Because, you know, if France had the political and military and economic power that we had, they'd be just as big as assholes as this country has been for the last 100 years. I mean, it's a human evolution problem rather than, you know, a cultural one, I think.
And they were assholes for a very long time
yeah.
until they got put in their place.
By
just
us.
Just remember, shit always rises to the top. God bless America. Let's get back to some music.
You know that shit's supposed to rise to the top if it's healthy. If it's healthy.
Yeah, it's supposed to float.
Your shit's supposed to float.
Yeah. Yeah, so work with that.
This is a lesson for you kids out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think you can learn a lot by your own bowel movements about your personal health, and I think it's important.
Absolutely. And since I'm studying Freudian psychoanalysis right now, I would put you in an anal expulsive personality.
It sounds boring.
It is. I have a couple artists to play for you. Coming up first is an artist by the name of Curtis Jameson. And then we'll follow that with David Wong, and I'll tell you a little bit more about these artists after we play them. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. It sounds like this.
Starving, anxious, I feed myself on my misery. I lost my baby, lost her out at sea. Who wended her away from me? So we settled for the stars. Gather them if they fall. In a boundless mind, and empty dreamers are all I can find. Freedom came and took my family, left me here on the concrete. color of the blood I bleed. Snow's powdering all over me. So we settle for the stars. Gather them when they fall. Pennies in a boundless mind. Down to the pier today to watch the swelling swarm. Saw the lifeboat disappear, no room on board. So we settled for the stars. Gather them now, they fall. In a boundless mind, and empty dreamers are all I find, all I find. Gotta help a man in need. Gotta help a man. Sorry, and barely amused.
were so young and so brave. Well, I always used to fall in love with a troubadour blues.
Listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was an artist by the name of David Wong out of Alhambra, California, which according to this one sheet is 10 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. Is that accurate, Mark, would you say?
I think it's closer than that.
Well, then you've lost all credibility with your good song. We've had good music today.
And you're looking at me with a face like, we've had good
We usually have a mix of okay, decent, and good music. But everything today, I think, has been in the good category. So
yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
David
and
Wong.
Local.
Yeah, davidwongmusic.com. It says here on his one sheet, he quotes, different people of different origins, persuasions, and religions share a popular story, one which describes the triumphs and defeats of promise, love, doubt, struggle, and failure. Well, that's a lot to write about.
Yeah.
So cool. Check out davidwongmusic.com. He's got an album called July with Fireworks that came out in July, interestingly enough. And that's that. And before that, we were listening to Chris Jameson. You can check out his music at Chris Jameson Music. That's chrisjamisonmusic.com. And he's got this cool album called Into Surrender. And that comes to us from Virginia, I think. Does that look like Virginia zip code to you? VA 2. I'm pretty sure that's Virginia.
Virginia starts with a 2?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of those East Coast zip codes that start with 0.
Some of them do.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with
I've always been in the 9 category. So.
Yeah. 9's where it's at. Especially 9-0.
Yeah.
That's Los Angeles. 9-0.
What's your zip code?
9-0-0-2-0.
Oh.
And we're here at 9-0-0-4. Actually, now would be a not ungood time to say where people can send their music if they want to hear it on the show. If you want to send a CD to the program. To the program.
Sounds so British formal.
If you'd like to send a CD. Kill Radio, attention, Hear, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201, suite 201, apartment 201, unit 201. What would be another one? Box 201.
Space
201.
If we were a trailer, it'd be Space 201.
Would it?
Yeah.
Campground 201.
Uh-huh.
Los Angeles, California, 90004. And just include with your CD some cash and maybe a sticker and some KY jelly, and we'd be good to go.
Ew. Uh-huh. You know, that's like straight people lube. You guys are so dumb.
We're disgusting.
It's like you guys are still drinking wine out of a box. God, dumb straight people.
No, when we go to music,
I'm going to train both you and your mother, who's here, on some of the higher end lubes that are available in both Maryland and California. Very accessible.
Everything I know, I learned from you, Mark. Just like everything you know about Judaism, you learned from me.
And I've become an anti-Semite.
I know. And when we go back to music, I'll give you a good gay bashing.
Or just a bashing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
that happens to be gay.
Isn't it? Yeah. meaning I'll hit you with something soft and I'll do it in a prancy sort of way.
Yeah, that's what it's really mean.
to bash someone in a gay way.
With a vase.
With a vase. If I understand correctly, if it's over $10, it's a vase. If it's over $10, it's a vase.
$10? I would think it would be higher than $10.
You know, when I heard this, it was the early 90s. Since the recession, it's probably changed.
Yeah, I'd say 50.
Anyway, send your music to here on killradio.org, and we will play it. And that's pretty much all there is to it. We also take MP3s. Yep. Mark, take it from here.
My rule about MP3s now, send MP3s, feel free. Go to the MySpace page and look at the instructions there, because there's some information you want to include with your MP3s. Just don't send some MP3s my way blindly. Be sure to include the information that is listed there. Just go to myspace.com/hearhere, HEAR_HERE. And the reason I'm being a little, maybe evasive or something, is a lot of people lately have been sending me just MP3s, they don't have any information about the band. And then I open it up in iTunes, and there's no track information. I'm like, wow, I don't know who this is, but I don't know what the song's called.
You should play it anyway. You should be like, this is track 04 by the band Untitled.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of America.
We hope. So just do that and forgive our MySpace page right now. It's one of those.
It's under construction.
No, I haven't changed it yet. But it's one of those. You know, it's still
overconstructed.
It's overconstructed. It's that Flash-based crap that takes a while for the animation and everything to kick in, and it doesn't work like a normal MySpace page.
You got targeted and suckered into some goofy ass.
No, I saw someone else's. It was really cool. Actually, the artist, So You Say, who we've played here before, mm-hmm. hers has a nice. I think she's changed hers though. I don't know what she's changed.
Yeah, go to someone else's MySpace. Have a good time there.
And make us have a horrible time. But once I start doing it, I'm like, oh, I don't like this. But I'd already committed to the code and everything. Right. I'm like, well, what do I do now?
So you're going to undo that then?
I need to undo it. Yeah. So just deal with it for now. Forgive me.
Like, deal with it.
So please just check out the include the information. And if you can, make sure your your MP3s are ID tagged correctly.
Yeah. If you want quality control, submit your music to K-Rock.
Otherwise, I'll try to tag your tracks for you. And didn't one band get mad that I spelled their name wrong or I pronounced it wrong? Or
I don't know.
Remember, I think you were involved.
Musicians are an emotional bunch.
Yeah.
Have you seen those billboards for K-Rock where it shows the band, like Green Day or Incubus is, whatever? But like, if you were new to Los Angeles and you didn't understand that KROQ was a radio station, it would just be like, band name is Croc.
Right.
You know? I'd be looking at, like, that's rude.
Especially when they're dead bands.
Right, but not as rude as 98.7's claim to being alternative. That blows my mind. When they have the tons of billboards out there saying that their LA is alternative for music and that they're, you know, anti-corporate, you know.
Right.
The implication is just offensive.
The ones that are bugging me is that, I can't remember if it's the Latino FM one. It's the...
they have the big heads and the little bodies.
It's all about pedophilia. Because they're all like little kid bodies with human heads, and then there's the chick with her big head, and she's normal size because they want to give her her normal size boobs too.
No, but she still has her boobs
are bigger than the kid other guys, the two other DJs.
You sure
heads.
They're meant to be look like children and not?
I'm
dwarfs?
Not saying they're. I'm just saying it's either dwarf fetishism or it's pedophilia.
Either way, what does it have to do
America
with?
Loses.
And the terrorists win once again.
Yeah.
Speaking of terrorism, let's go back to music.
I was going to say, speaking of terrorism winning, let's go to Herkus Hero, who actually just played last night at Lost Souls Cafe.
He's fantastic.
And then played, was it last month for us?
I think it was the month before
it was December.
Month.
No, remember this Christmas gig?
Oh, yeah.
That feels like so long ago.
It does.
Yeah. So Gus is, he performs under the name Herkus Hero.
He's going to be on Is Good as well.
Good.
In February 14th, I think.
Very talented. So he's basically local. He's out of Claremont, California. This is a track called Oceanside Scorecard. His MySpace page is myspace.com/HerkusHero, HURKASHERO. Again, this is Oceanside Scorecard, here, killradio.org.
Coming like angels in a vine.
Yay. That Yay. Was the artist Nicanor, who's out of Van Nuys, California. That track was called P Equals. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Nicanor, N-I-C-A-N-O-R. He's actually going to be performing tomorrow at Los Os Cafe. He's an employee there tomorrow night. You know, like I said, all the employees are performing that are in bands, and all the employees that are artists are having their work up on in the gallery. So it should be really fun. He's also in the band The Red Sea, which we've played before. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have them next month for the Hear Hear Benefit. We'll have Red
Sweet.
Sea. That's the only band I know so far that we have, and I have so much work to do with that. But then, so they, yeah, that's Nicanor. The track was called, again, P equals Van Nuys, California, myspace.com/Nicanor, N-I-C-A-N-O-R. Again, before that was Hercus Hero out of Claremont. That track was called Oceanside Scorecard, myspace.com/Hercus Hero. And I guess I always wait till we're basically halfway through the show to, you know, remind all of us that if you have any questions about any of the music, in fact, no one ever does. I don't know why I even do this. But if you do and you want to instant message us here at the station, go, who was that last track? What's their MySpace page? You can
instant- Do you sleep in the nude?
You can instant message us at killradio.org, just like our website address without the dot, killradio.org.
Yes.
John?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was good to hear my man Hercus Hero, who will be performing on Is Good on killradio.org. I'm almost certain it's, I don't know my schedule in front of me, but I think it's February 14th. And also, I just confirmed with the Hour of the Shipwreck, who we were playing before, they're going to be performing live on Is Good May 15th.
Great.
So, yeah, it's cool. I've found, they've found us is like how we like to put it. A lot of great artists have submitted to Hear Hear, and I thought, wow, these are good local artists I should have on,
right.
on the other show. So it's,
right.
it's nice how it all comes together.
Totally.
Yes.
Well, especially now with me booking now at Lost Souls Cafe
yeah.
too. It's like, here's an opportunity. Like Chase Frank's going to be performing there the first Saturday next month.
So it's like full circle. We have like the interview show. We have the submission show, the interview show, the live performance, and they're mm-hmm. all sort of connected.
Yeah.
And I'm doing regular shows at Crane's Tavern now as
right.
well, booking bands that have been
right.
here in the studio with us. And yeah, it's right. It's nice. We're like starting after all these years, I'm starting to feel like Kill Radio, or at least our part of Kill Radio, is actually connected to the community
yeah.
in very realistic terms and not just in sort of as
superficial.
Conceptual terms.
Yeah. yeah. Conceptual, right.
So, yeah.
That's exactly it.
So, here's another reminder that this Sunday, Lost Souls Cafe here is putting on another concert featuring some cool local artists. And that's to help us raise money to make sure we can make our ends meet and, you know, keep our equipment up to date and all that good stuff. So, your help would be greatly appreciated, and you can help just by coming and having a good time. It's a $5 suggested donation.
Yeah.
LostSouls.com, Lost Souls Cafe.
Yeah, and the thing I guess to know, the background about knowing about what Kill Radio is, you know, we're an internet radio station based here in Los Angeles. We're nonprofit, non-commercial. All of us DJs who do shows here, we support the station, basically, for the most part.
It's funny how many bands come in to my show and with the expectation, with the understanding that I work here.
Right.
That like, oh, so what do you do for a living? You just work here at Kill Radio? And, it, you know, that's not true. None of us work
no.
here. We all...
This is a project.
We work for here. We,
in a sense,
this project
this,
work,
is a, this is a clubhouse or a treehouse.
Yeah.
And we do our shows out of it. And
It's a streaming treehouse. I like that.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we should move to.
Treehouse Radio.
Treehouse Radio. That'd be so great.
A stream house.
Stream
house. That's lame. All right. Let's get back to music. I have... couple of artists here of a couple of different genres I'm going to play for you. First, we're going to start with, and forgive me in advance if I'm not pronouncing this right, I think it's Rachel Ram, or it might be Rachel Ram. MySpace.
No, it's Rachel.
Yeah, it's Rachel.
Yeah.
And then we're going to follow it up with a hip-hop artist called Nutcase. So stick around. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Let's go out tonight. Grab all your friends. Let's have some fun. sins.
Shook, shook. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You already know who this is. Nutcase, aka the Special Man. Special Man. D-Neezy, you a fool for this one, homie. Shook.
I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man.
Introduction to the game I was raised in. Never had knowledge of the struggle that we chasing. Growing up is a competition of made men. Living in a single parent home was amazing. Memories of the lonely nights, limited with the food, hunger, pain, stomach got an old 1980 growl. Mama's made us proud, moved the sun from the clouds. Now we rocking ballads on our feet, higher lightning now. Idolize the OGs on the block. Puffin' thanks, sippin' drink with my big boy, my kinfolk. Candy, apple, Monte Carlos on Lorenzo's. Cease was no white, so we call him Young Jeezy. The game need me, but life is hard. I kept a fly, Young Breezy, loving on a PG. I stay fly, so holler when you see me. They call me Nutcase Trick, and all I want is the money.
I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man.
I see the game group, but then my game grew. Now I'm out the crib doing things that the men do. Roaming the streets from night to morn. In the back of the cut dog, we tote that chrome. Never cared about Nuskin. All day hustling. Chopping zones, selling grams. Call me Lil Peter Man. Knocking at the window. Sounding like the wind blow. Grab a couple sacks, sell a game like Nintendo. Score a few fits, matching with some fire kicks. Brought a fresh gold chain, nah. Tell me who is hot as this. Tatted it up from my back to my shoulders. Took a trip down the two lanes. Straight gold drilling them. Broads look, I'm drilling them. Acting like I'm killing them. Cause I got that good jug, tasteful like cinnamon. I stay fly, so holler when you see me. They call me Nutcase Trick, and all I want is the money.
I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man.
Call me Rubber Band, stacks folding hundreds, man. Call me Lil Soldier Slim, I roll with my Taliban. Swagger ball Louisiana, we got the most fifth in the South, so them clowns can't stand us. So wipe me down, homie. The duffel bag got the LV logos. I'm nothing like Mr. West, but we think the same, cause I think I'm the best. Murk them on the streets, so the mic make them hate it like my swag on another scale. The daddy, cause my whip game jaggish, living like a savage. I stay fly, so holler when you see me. They call me Nutcase Trick, and all I want is the money.
I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man. I'm the Special Man. Special Man. 26 glass box veteran, all white leather man.
And we're back on You're Here on KillRadio.org. Let me fix the monitors here. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Nutcase, N-U-T-T-K-A-Z-E. Check them out at myspace.com/swaggaboysnutcase. That's S-W-A-G-G-A-B-O-Y-Z-N-U-T-T-K-A-Z-E. And that comes to us from Texas. Actually, it was funny because I was listening. I don't know if you noticed sort of the country twang loop in the background. I always think it's cool when you have like two genres cooperating together in harmony.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's a track called Special Man. And before that, we're listening to Rochelle Ram, who in the track City of Sin, and says here on her one sheet, City of Sin is a mind-blowing rock party with shake-your-ass grooves, commanding atmospheric riffs, flavor the broad beats while Rochelle playfully sings of sinful pleasures. I don't think I could describe it any better than that. RochelleRam.com, myspace.com/RochelleRam, RACHELLERAMM. Thank you for submitting to killradio.org so we can play you on Hear Hear, Kill Radio's all-submission-only submission show.
Yep.
Mark.
Thanks, John. So how's your week been so far? It's a week instead of the weekend.
I know. You know, I kind of miss doing the show on Mondays because after the weekend, it's like all this stuff.
A lot of stuff to talk about.
But it's been an interesting week. You know, I've been, now that I'm back in school, I have, you know, schoolwork, which has been keeping me sort of focused. So like whenever I start to fall into that zone where I would typically get self-destructive, like I had a really bad... not necessarily bad, but I had a really unstructured holiday break, you know, because I wasn't in school.
Right.
It was the end of the year, and I was being kind of a lush, you know. And so now it's like whenever I start to feel myself getting pulled in that direction of like, I don't have a specific place I have to be at a specific time, when I would normally be like, wow, life has no meaning, you know.
Right.
I should go jump off a bridge or something. Instead, I go, oh, you know what? I got to go read this chapter, or I got to work on this paper.
Right.
So that's been really good for me.
Good.
But all week I've been working on the same paper, which is really hard. I have to do this one of the classes I'm taking is on Freudian thought, and I have to read this vignette. It's like the story of this person who comes into therapy complaining about inadequacies at work and trouble in his sex life and blah, 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 blah. And then I have to write a 5 to 7 page paper sort of analyzing this person, like why he has his problems from the perspective of classical Freudian thought. So talking only about id, ego, superego, Oedipal complex, and, you know, not what I actually believe or what I think will really help him, but what I would do if I were a student of Freud's. And, you know, I think I completed the assignment, except it's only 4 pages long. So I have to come up with another page of bullshit. I have to make up stuff.
I hope no one at your school listens to this show because you're, you know, giving yourself away.
Well, you know, they're in the same boat, you know. So
your professors or something.
My favorite, the best line of this whole paper, which is either going to get me an A or a failing grade on it, is I describe the patient's marijuana smoking as trying to remove his father's penis by pleasuring himself through sucking an oral device.
Sounds good to me.
I thought it would sound good to you.
I don't know about dad, though, but yeah.
Well, the whole thing with this guy is that he's trying to get his dad was emotionally abusive, and his mother always protected the dad. So because he wants to murder his dad and have sex with his mother, he feels sort of betrayed by her because she never desired him the way she desired the father. So all his inadequacies stem from the father sort of emotionally castrating him and his need to be number one, the most, you know, pay attention. You're yawning. Yawning on the air.
No, it's the oxygen in here. We need more air. The window's closed.
No, it's boring shit. I know.
No, it's not, but this is all you speaking as if you're a student of Freud. This isn't what you think actually. This is how you would perhaps.
No, of course I don't believe any of that stuff. I think it's absurd. You know, but it's one of those things where, and you could probably extrapolate this to religious thought or political thought. It's like sometimes totally like stupid, wacky, insane shit has to go down for people to react to it. And then all the positive developments that happen subsequently to that are a reaction to that thing. So that thing in and of itself may have not been good, but still had its value. I think that's sort of Freud in a nutshell. It's like, you know, all of what we know about psychology today is based on a reaction to that, be it good or bad.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Well, and I guess from my understanding as a layperson, as a non-person who hasn't totally studied psychology, you know, before Freud, did we really formally study psychology?
Not in that way. Yeah.
No.
People didn't think about, you know, how the thoughts that you can't articulate affect your behavior.
Right.
But who knows? Maybe someday in the future we'll find out that, you know, without George W. Bush, we never would have approached democracy.
Right.
You know, as a reaction to his theocratic dictatorship.
Well, that's what I would hope would happen.
You know, it'd be good.
Speaking of news, kind of, did you see the photo of Osama bin Laden's son?
No.
I guess he lives somewhere.
Really?
No, but he. Where does he live? He's obviously westernized because he's married to a British woman who's almost old enough to be his mother.
Hot.
And yeah, she's actually very good looking.
That's weird. My mom's actually here right now.
And he has long dreadlocks that go down to his mid-waist.
Wow.
And the photo showed him. I mean, you can find it on the internet. It was on today. It was one of the popular photos of Yahoo. Because he's sitting there with his... I think
so he's like an
married.
Osama bin Rasta?
No, his legs like Jim Osama bin Laden.
I can't wow.
His first name's like something non-Osama bin Laden, but his last name is Osama bin Laden. But it's just a trip.
That is a trip.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Please do.
Let's do some more music.
Let's. This is a band called Bruce of Windsor out of Rockville Center, New York. This track is called Total Hollywood, and Bruce of Windsor's MySpace page is real easy to remember. It's just myspace.com/Bruce of Windsor. So let's go to this track.
How do you spell Windsor?
Are you serious?
Is it with a D?
Yes.
Well.
Wind, sore.
Ew.
S-O-R.
That's
sore
when you've
like
been in the
fly.
Wind too long and it starts to chafe?
Well, I don't even know if British people pronounce it that way. They probably pronounce it Windsor or something stupid. They can't even speak English.
English.
Let's go to right now. This is a track called Total Hollywood. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Still?
Did I put up the right one, by the way?
Yes.
Blow my mind. She looks right in a dress of time. Damn, she's all mine. Style. She makes the news in the hottest show with a wink and a smile. Time. She looks so good in a tiger world. Take a forward drive. I said, put on your black dress, baby. We're going out tonight. I said, put on your black dress, baby. We're going out tonight. We'll
superstar. She made the deal and she turned my wheel. Yeah, the girl is mine.
Here, here.
Here, here. KillRadar.org. That was Matthew Cates, who has performed for us, who has submitted to us in the show before, who has performed live for us again last month. He performed live at the Christmas show we did. And he used to be a DJ here, actually, at KillRadar.org. That was a track called
Long... He lives to tell the story.
Long Tall Sally Ride. He's here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/MatthewCates, K-A-T-E-S. Again, before that was Bruce of Windsor, Rockville Center, New York. Track was called Total Hollywood, myspace.com/Bruce of Windsor. And we're back.
And we're back. Los Angeles is too crowded, man.
Really?
Traffic is bringing me down. It's gotten worse. Would you believe there are more people in cars and the same size roads?
Huh. I have no idea.
It's been
I love being
almost
on the subway.
9 years that I've lived in L.A.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing looking back on it. I'm so sick of living in an apartment. Dude, I have this neighbor above me who has this was news to me. I guess I'm not like hip with the in crowd or whatever the kids call it these days.
What?
You know Guitar Hero, right?
Yeah.
It's like this game that you play guitar.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They also have something that's sort of, I don't know what it's called, but it's like Band Hero, where you have the Guitar Hero, but you also have drums and other instruments, and you bang on them to the...
Oh, no.
To the screen
so
and play along.
Right.
So this clown above me is making this sound. On some sort of drum pad at all hours of the night, sort of over excessively loud karaoke version of what was it?
Something by Pantera.
No, it was Bon Jovi. I'm a cowboy. That's what it was.
Oh, God. You can hear that, too?
Yeah, I can hear that over the... And it's not even that it's like rhythmic kind of thing you could fall asleep to if you stop thinking about it. It's arrhythmic, you know,
right.
Thuds. And, you know, so I waited till, you know, 12:01 midnight. And this is on a Tuesday, dude. And like, I could not, I don't know why I keep calling you dude, but I'm just in that mood,
mode, yeah.
I couldn't take it. I became that cranky old man. I took a broomstick and started banging on the ceiling until he stopped. And he did, and eventually stopped. And like he you could tell he was pissed about it because he like banged back with his foot. But I mean, I guess he figured I would have called the cops eventually. But I don't want to be in that position of like having to do that. Like, man, you live in an apartment building. You don't live in a house.
I had the worst time with that in my old place in Boyle Heights. Just the neighborhood alone was noisy, and then my neighbors were noisy. So I traded in the gang kids for, you know, hipsters who partied all the time.
See, I wouldn't mind the partying if it was sort of voices and music and just kind of background atmospheric noise. It might have been slightly irritating.
Right.
It was the arrhythmic banging on drums that just made it unbearable. But I just don't understand why someone would think it was okay to do it living on the second floor of an apartment building.
Right.
Kids these days.
I have to say, you know, the other big thing is, you know, living in the Alexandria is I can hear Charlie O's, and they're booking bands there now every night.
Wow. That's right. Charlie O's is in the Alexandria, isn't it?
Yeah. And they have.
So you can hear it from your apartment.
Oh, you would think I wouldn't be able to hear it from the seventh floor, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got a message from Monk Turner, a big Kill Radio supporter here.
Yeah.
Saying that he saw your apartment recently, that it was really cool.
Yeah, he came by the day I was moving in on New Year's Eve day. He came by.
Wow.
So it was a trip because he knows through me he met another friend of mine. They became friends.
Wow.
So yeah, he saw it when I was just putting my bed together. So where there was nothing in it.
But it's cool. Nice. You can walk to Lost Souls from there.
Right? Oh yeah, it's a block basically.
That's
it's
awesome.
Great. Oh yeah, all that is a trip, especially because. You know, for me, I'm not new to downtown. I mean, I've been kind of going downtown for 20 years now. I mean, my brother and I, when we didn't even live in L.A., we would take the train downtown and then just walk around and explore when it was even scarier than now. And so now living there, it's like such a trip because I know where everything is. But it's just so great to be living in a sense in a city where everything's just right in front of you.
And it's really city, yeah.
But it's changed. At the same time, it's a kind of a ghost town because a lot of these buildings that they're working on right now, they're converting into, you know, living spaces, and that's going to change everything.
Well, that's what I was about to ask. I mean, you're sort of right on that border between sort of this new kind of hipster area where there's all these cool restaurants and bars and literally Skid Row.
Skid Row. And Fifth Street is a major thoroughfare for Skid Row traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all you see all of them right there.
But is downtown becoming kind of gentrified, like in a
somewhat
maybe not a good way or
somewhat?
A good way?
I mean, somewhat. I mean, the bummer is a lot of the most of the development downtown, whether it be for sale or for rent, are high end places,
mm-hmm.
very expensive places. I mean.
I'm looking for a new apartment. I haven't found anything near downtown that is affordable to me.
Yeah, so I mean, funny. I did in this, but this building's, you know, a trip.
Right.
You know? So it's weird.
What's the relative number of Starbucks per square foot?
In my area?
Yeah.
Per
block. Can you see a Starbucks from another Starbucks?
No. There's not one around me, thank God. I'm not in that part of downtown.
Sign.
Yeah. If I was closer to 7th, maybe, where it's a little more...
I think it was Lewis Black who said that that's the end of the world is when you can see a Starbucks from another Starbucks.
Yeah. Manhattan was like that when I was last there.
Yeah.
Barcelona was starting to get Starbucks when I was last there.
Barcelona, really?
You know what? They don't talk like that. Everyone thinks they do.
No, the Barcelonians don't. I know. I just like to
but
tease
everyone
the Spanish.
Thinks that they do.
Do they really?
No.
The
they
Castilians
do slightly
do.
Here and there.
They do in Madrid.
No,
they definitely
no,
do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They're proud of it in Madrid.
It's so slight. It's just like not a big, huge thing.
Okay. The Madridians that I have known
maybe they
made
do.
A big deal about it.
I guess. But, well, they're also, they think that everyone else who doesn't speak Spanish like they do doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually saw someone in front of me asked to tell someone else in Spanish who she was Spanish from Barcelona, and she was talking to someone from Mexico who's lived here a long time. And she goes, "Oh, you speak Spanish very well." She goes, "I'm from Mexico." And I saw this is going to just explode. I walked away immediately because I knew where it was going to go. I knew both these people.
It's so snotty.
Well, it's really stupid.
Yeah. All right, we got some more music for you.
Non-stupid.
Yeah. This is a band.
I think we've lost it, John.
We've lost what?
What we once were.
What we once were?
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking?
We haven't found it yet.
You know what I was thinking? When we started doing the show almost 2 years ago, we didn't really know each other.
Yeah.
So a lot of our banter, I think, came from the nervous energy of like doing a show with a stranger.
Also the discovery, yeah.
Yeah. And now we know each other so well that we're kind of like an old married couple with no patience for each other, no interest in each other's lives.
All I hear you say, "Let's go to music." And I'm like, wow. Never used to hear you say that all the time.
Yeah.
I know that's granted, that's what the show's about.
No, because if I say I'm tired of talking to you, then that's sort of rude.
That won't get me mad.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm tired of talking to you. I have a band coming up.
But I'm not tired of talking.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, not interesting. Wow. Third Grade Haters. MySpace.com/ThirdGradeHaters. They're from Knoxville, Tennessee.
You're a hater.
I'm a hater. It's true. Someone actually... Okay, here's an interesting thing. I had to write about...
I'm not interested. That's
online
so interesting.
Online class that I have to do. I had to write another cultural... This is the third cultural autobiography I've had to write since I started school.
Wow.
And I put... You know, I was trying to make it as brief as possible. So I said, I speak Portuguese, practice atheism, hate the president, and I'm happily married. Figured that covered a lot of bases.
Yeah.
And then someone like wrote back, because it's all on this sort of board, like, wow, I'm exactly like that. I also speak Portuguese. I'm happily married. I'm an agnostic. I try not to use the word hate when describing people, though. But I don't like the president. And I'm thinking, well... You know, I try not to use the word hate when I'm describing people either, but I think icons and people who represent things I find viscerally offensive, total fair game.
Yeah.
What's totally. The word hate for if you can't hate that?
Right.
So anyway, I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
But these are third grade haters.
And they're non-discriminatory.
They were not fans of the third grade. MySpace.com/ThirdGradeHaters, Knoxville, Tennessee-based trio. Sounds like this. I'm going to follow it up with a track from our good friends Death to Anders off their new album, Fictitious Business. So we'll talk about that in a bit. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Meow.
Together now, come on, everybody gather now, to the sound of a revolution, one that's playing out across a nation. Turning out, get ready, cause we're coming to your town. Like an army, we'll fill the streets, we're taking over. Yeah.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was our good friend's Death to Anders, yep. myspace.com/Death to Anders. They have a new album, which just came out. It's called Fictitious Business. Name of that track we're just listening to is called Camera Lens. So check out myspace.com/Death to Anders and see where you can get the album. I've heard the whole thing. They were recently on Is Good. If you want to hear their acoustic performance and interview, just go to myspace.com/thisisgood to download it. But I recommend the album. It's good stuff. And I know they're playing out a lot these days. I think they're doing a show with I think they're on tour with Rademacher right now, doing a couple of shows with Rademacher, which is another great band. So right on, Death to Anders. And before that, we're listening to a band called The Third Grade Haters, myspace.com/The Third Grade Haters. And you are listening still to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Yeah. So they are.
Many of you.
That's that. Yes. 2,000 of you. Amazing.
That's weird.
Brilliant.
It's bizarre.
Is lying immoral?
Lying immoral?
What's the difference between, this is something that's come up in one of the classes, morals, ethics, and law?
Morals actually are laws that aren't based on absolutes. They're based on a temporary environment of what is considered normal and natural and right. And the example I always, because I've gotten away from using the word morals or morality, is things that were considered moral in the past are considered immoral by our standards today. Things that are considered moral in Nevada would be considered immoral by our standards here in California.
What happens in Nevada stays in Nevada.
So morality is, religious people love to use the term morality, but it's not based in any sort of absolute.
They're really talking about religious law.
Well, I guess so, but it's not moral or immoral, because there's many things in the Bible that were okay during biblical times that we would not accept today. We would consider them completely wrong, basically.
Oh, like what? Owning slaves?
Yeah.
Please.
Mixing fabrics is one.
Those shoes don't go with that hat.
Yeah, right, because of the polyester versus
you should be
cotton.
Put to death.
Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Ethics seems to be more based on what really this is all kind of ultimately about, if you get away from all the cultural baggage, is about kind of cause and effect. You know, doing something and what is the effect that comes with it. And there's things that have obviously negative effects and positive effects, not in terms of a right or wrong sense, but just in terms of a sense. There's those kind of things. So that's how I've been using the term ethically a lot, because that seems to be more close to describing, without me having to go through this whole explanation about cause and effect, you know, that there's things have an effect based on what they do, and there's things that are negative to the self or negative to others, are always negative to the self. That's the one thing I think we lose is we get so caught up in seeking justice. I mean, when people do things a certain way or they act a certain way, you know, oftentimes the punishment isn't quote unquote punishment, is in the moment, because I mean, to be an asshole, you know, I mean, to be righteous doesn't feel good to be righteous. It doesn't feel good to be judgmental, even if perhaps the criteria you're using is correct and accurate, but there's not a good feeling. It's not a positive, empowering feeling for the self. And I always think that's kind of
it's interesting.
Ultimate litmus test of it all. It's like, how do you feel from it? I mean, does it feel good to be judgmental? Even if I'm right to call you an asshole, you know, I mean, it doesn't feel good. Doesn't stop me. But I mean, yeah, but I mean, seriously, that's kind of where it comes down. There must be something about that. There must be an implication, quite simple and yet profound, about, well, gosh, if it doesn't feel good to be righteous or be judgmental or be hating, maybe that's what I have to look at. But we're not that kind of culture yet.
No.
To even ask those questions or to even look at morality a certain way.
Interesting.
Oh, morality is so freaking political. It's in our day and age. I mean, it's...
Well, the funny thing about morality is the definition of it is it's really impossible to define because of its sort of fluidity. So,
right.
So I don't disagree with anything that you said, but I would give a different definition, as did everybody in my class give a different definition. And we're like, what's the point of all this if we can't define it?
Right. Well, but that's the crazy thing about it, is because it's acting as if it's based on some sort of absolute or law. And in fact, it can't be.
But I think in some sense it is. Like, if you define morality as an understanding of right versus wrong,
mm-hmm.
and it comes from each individual person, then it really is an absolute thing. So society might change its perspective on what it thinks is moral or immoral.
Right.
But that doesn't change the truth of what is right and wrong. So maybe it used to be considered immoral to be a homosexual, and now society doesn't look at it quite so much in those terms.
Right.
But that doesn't change the truth that it was never immoral, just because society changed how it was going to define it.
But that's just a historical viewpoint then. I mean, you're also saying...
It's like
also
you're saying it was considered moral in the Bible, like to own slaves, and now it's considered immoral.
Right.
But that doesn't change the truth that it was always immoral. It just wasn't considered immoral. But that doesn't mean it wasn't immoral.
Well, but you kind of have to go one sphere back in that the morality was designed or defined by a group of people that said this was this and that was that.
That's actually ethics.
That's what I'm saying.
Ethics is morality as defined by a group of people. You know,
guess if you define it that way, is that what is considered the official?
No, well, there is no official definition.
Definition,
but
of
that
ethics.
Would be one definition
because
that makes sense, right?
Because like I said, it's for me, it's more about what's more related about cause and effect,
right.
Or how you the absolute or the truth ultimately is how something will usually play itself out, or how it makes one feel about oneself or towards another person. But morality, you know, is defined by a group. Big or small, I don't know. And then it plays itself out that way. But, you know, someone decided that slavery was okay and homosexuality wasn't. And I'm sure those were people who wanted to own slaves and, you know, were heterosexual. So what did they care?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was a homosexual involved, they would have said sex slaves only would be moral. And homosexual, of course, is great. If it was a homosexual as a decision maker. Because we're all about sex slaves.
Well, like one of the things that's come up in terms of ethics.
That was funny, and you're like been so serious. About it. Like, please laugh so you know that I'm joking, or that the audience does at least.
One of the things that came up about that I'm learning about ethics in terms of psychology is the way I behave outside of the office still has to meet certain ethical standards, because outside of the office, I'm still representing the mm-hmm. industry of mental health of
right.
psychology. So I can't masturbate in public anymore, not because it's immoral,
no.
But because it's unethical. You know, you see the difference?
Oh, well,
I can't.
Is it that, or is it that there's consequences
involved?
I can't
kill hookers like I used to, not because of the morality of it, but because it goes against sort of the written code of ethics that, you know, that do no harm.
Right.
That comes with in the helping professions.
But is that the reason why you're stopped doing those two behaviors, or is it because you're scared of the consequences and losing your license?
Right. So it's not based on exactly my point. It's based on the consequences, not based on whether something is right or wrong. It's based on the fact that there are negative consequences to making decision A versus decision B.
Which you've made those decisions all the time in when you've played Grand Theft Auto, and as have I. I've masturbated in public in Grand Theft Auto and killed hookers in Grand Theft Auto to get my money back.
Yeah. Well, you need that money.
Yeah, if you're not playing the game, well, yeah, John.
And, you know, I think it's immoral to, like, not play a game like that, you know,
correctly.
To its full capacity.
Right.
So we've come full circle. All right. Sweet.
Yeah, that brings up a whole other standpoint. This has been kind of talked about in Wired Magazine about the ethics of the virtual world, you know, and applying, you know, the outside world standards to a virtual world. You know, there's all these online virtual worlds that people are deep involved with.
When we all fantasize about doing immoral things, and we sort of exercise those fantasies in virtual reality with video games, with,
right.
with movies, with books, with
right.
art. You know, we have
right.
to, because we have these thoughts, but because we live in a moral society. I'm like, now I'm getting all Freudian on you, but, like, you know, it's true. We live in a society that doesn't tolerate certain kinds of behavior for good reason.
Right.
But those thoughts still exist in us, and we need to express them in some way. So we sublimate it with art and
yeah.
And,
I didn't think about that way, that how the entertainment or art is a means of letting us safely explore those ideas or those
without
feelings.
Without consequences.
Because otherwise, I mean, I always feel like, you know, they're really the cause of any sort of behavior that we consider damaging or negative in our culture is usually out of repression. Mm-hmm. It's usually someone who's been repressed, you know, physically or emotionally or psychologically, and it's always going to find its way out. But in our society, because it's been repressed so weird, it's going to find its way out in a way that usually ends up being a negative, so to speak.
I bet you could do a really interesting study about how American culture as a whole is so repressed that it responds to that repression. It sublimates that anxiety through war.
Mm-hmm.
By stepping outside and committing violence, you know, instead of confronting the anxiety that it feels within itself. You know, instead of dealing with the problems at home, we go out and we bomb another country and sort of gratify that instinctual need to release anxiety by dropping fire on some people.
The same with, you know, pornography or drug use. I mean, we're the number one market for, you know, cocaine and marijuana in the United States. The United States is
the number one market for those things.
Yeah. And so, I mean, how does that relate to all this kind of stuff? I mean, especially something like a drug, which is usually a means of kind of escaping or enhancing reality.
We're living in very anxious times right now. It's very uncomfortable, I think, to be.
But I think we've always been that way. I mean, it's a repressive culture as it is. You know, we just don't realize how repressed we are until you start going to other parts of the world.
True.
You know? But what we should do is I think we should continue this conversation and then just forget about the rest of the music that we have to play today.
Because I want to play some music from some of the artists that are going to perform for us on Sunday.
Well, then let me go to...
So let's go to music.
Is it my turn?
I think it's your turn.
It is, yeah. So let's go to music. I got a nice set of music here. We got three bands. T6, who we've played before. She's out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. myspace.com/Tanya's Music Group. That's Tanya with an S, Music Group. And then this track is called Freaky Girl. And then we'll go to two other tracks following up. So this is actually, why don't I announce them now and I'll re-announce them again. Following T6, we will have a band out of Barcelona called Foints, a track called Gratitude. And then finally, we'll end up my side of the show with a band called Pat and Johnny. They're out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And it's actually a track called Silent Night. I guess I could have played it during Christmas, but I'm going to play it now. So let's go to this. This is Freaky Girl with T6, Bridgeport, Connecticut, myspace.com/Tanya's Music Group. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yeah.
They're going to think I'm a freak. I swear, watch.
Okay, this is what you want, huh? Okay, T6, slap knees, let's go.
T6, a very freaky girl. She's a very freaky girl.
She's a
very freaky girl. She says a very freaky girl.
She's a
very freaky girl. Yeah, she's a very freaky girl.
She's a
very freaky girl.
She's a very freaky girl.
Maybe she just needs a mile.
The freak don't come out of me.
Only when you got your ones up. Why they come after me? T6, I'm in a rough. You can't just run up in me, loving me.
Freaky boy,
he knows he is my type. If he gets freaky with me, and he treats this lady right. Take him to my daddy, tell him that's who I wanna marry. But again, we could be freaky, but with me, you know we may.
T6 a very freaky girl.
Yeah, she's a very freaky girl.
She's a very freaky girl.
angel above singing, God, he don't like that sweaty man, but love. Christ our Savior is born. All you motherfuckers gonna burn in hell. Silent night, holy night. Jesus been hijacked by the religious right. With us or against us, you haven't a choice. We can all trust in the president, 'cause he is God's voice. Christ our Savior is born. Oh, you motherfuckers gonna burn in hell. Silent night, holy night. Hope these Arabs are ready to fight, 'cause our God's greater than their God is. We'll burn down their houses, we'll murder their kids. We'll sleep in heavenly peace as our planes carpet bomb the Middle East. The Savior is born. All you motherfuckers gonna burn in hell. Merry Christmas.
You know what John and I are about is really about celebrating Christmas 2008 before we feel like it's passed us by. So we've started early this year.
Yeah, well, I figure, you know, it used to start around Thanksgiving, and then 2007 it started around Halloween. I say, fuck it. Let's start New Year's Day preparing for Christmas 2008.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm all about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's bring out the lights and what else? Whatever else Christmas is about. Let's buy me some presents, yo.
Yeah.
And I don't really know Christmas very well.
You don't.
To be honest. But.
So that was Pat and Johnny out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The track was called Silent Night.
Ironically.
Yeah. The track was called Silent Night. MySpace.com/ClubberLangDuo. ClubberLangDuo. Before that, we heard a group by the name of Foints out of Barcelona, Spain. The track was called Gratitude. Their MySpace page is MySpace.com/TheUnfinishedSympathy. And then before that, we started the set off with T6 out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, track called Freaky Girl, MySpace.com/Tanya's Music Group.
And if I could just take this moment to say, that girl is freaky.
Freaky.
Yeah. So we have this thing that we do once a month.
What's that?
At Lost Souls Cafe.
Oh, that one.
It's a benefit for killradio.org.
Can we just acknowledge how much Lost Souls is kind of a part of both of our lives?
It has become a large part of both of our lives in 2 years.
It's so trippy because I remember 2 years ago, I went with a friend of mine. We went to go eat at a Rocket Pizza downtown, which is right by there. And then we saw this sign that said Cafe Alley, and you walked down this alley, and we're like, I didn't want to go in because I thought we're going to walk in, and I don't really want anything, and it's going to be like where you're going to walk in, and the people who work, they're going to be right in front of you. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be really small. The place is huge.
It's huge.
So we walked away and oh my God. And so, you know, that's when I met everyone. And then 2 years later, I went from
patron
being a
to
employee.
Yeah.
To booking their bands.
And you brought a lot of good music there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is something we do once a month, is a little something extra to give to the studio for their support of us and what we've been doing. And so we take some bands that we enjoy and who enjoy us and put them on. And this Sunday, January 20th, starting at 6 p.m., is what's going to happen. We have Mather Louth, Firebug, Brutus Gets the Girl, and the Sweetheart. Running a little bit late today, so I don't think I'm going to play all four of the bands because, well, we've played Firebug and the Sweetheart on your before, and also I don't want to be here anymore. So I'm going to play for you some Mather Louth and some Sweetheart, and you'll just have to come out and check out.
Yeah, because I've played Firebug before. For all of you regular listeners that are listening right now, I've played them before as well.
Yeah, and I played Brutus Kiss Girl a couple of times. So Here Presents. It's a $5 suggested donation. It's a suggestion, all right? We're just suggesting it. So if you want to be the person who doesn't give it, that's cool. We'll let everyone know that you made a choice. It's your choice. It's a volunteer.
Uh-huh.
No pressure whatsoever. No. And I'm sure that you would love to meet that person who doesn't give the $5 at the door, who's just coming in to get coffee.
Right. And those people have been met.
They have been met.
Face to face.
Face to face. And
we're not going to say anything more than that.
Lost Souls Cafe is 124 West 4th Street, downtown, right across the street
is
from Bar 107. Yes.
It's not south?
It's west.
Okay. I don't remember right now.
It's a east-west street, 4th Street. Although I always confuse it with a north-south street because it feels that way, but it is not.
Okay, so it's 124 West
4th Street.
4th Street between Spring and Main in what is called the Old Bank District downtown. Now, the address refers to the building it's in. The entrance is actually off of an alley, and it's the safest alley you'll ever walk in downtown LA.
True.
For the most part, unless I'm there.
When you get to the troll, answer his riddle, give him 3 coins.
Yeah.
And then come check out the show.
And a tooth of a virgin.
Yeah.
I was going to throw that in.
A tooth.
Give the tooth first.
Toenail, and
he might even just forget the question. He'll be like, ooh, virgin tooth.
Virgin tooth.
I'll be right back.
Is there any other kind? Yes, there is. And we'll be there, and we'll be
signing
autographs, some music,
giving away t-shirts.
And other Kill Radio members will be there. And
really?
You know, if you're interested in having your music played on the show, it's a good opportunity to give us some music in person so we remember you.
Yeah.
We'll push you to the top of the stack. Also, if you know, if you're interested in joining Kill Radio, we have lots of open slots.
Right.
We need DJs who are actively interested in being active and interesting. So join us.
Actively interested in being active and interesting. That's basically it right there.
That's killradio.org in a nutshell. So here's some music for you. This is a Mather Louth, myspace.com/MatherLouth. I'm going to follow it with the Sweetheart, myspace.com/TheSweetheart. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Oh, lost again. Ending statements will not ever stop the sin. I get lost again.
You're on the air, Mark.
Oh, shit.
You're on the air, Mark.
Okay.
You're on the air, caller. That was The Sweetheart. MySpace.com/TheSweetheart. Before that was Mather Louth. MySpace.com/MatherLouth. MATHERLOUTH. I always get kind of tongue twisted. Like,
that would be one that I would get tongue twisted on.
Anyway, they, as well as Firebug and Brutus Gets the Girl, are performing on Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe. It's part of the Hear Hear concert series for the benefit of killradio.org and all of its lovely members.
Yes.
And
for us to continue doing this project.
And its listeners, yeah. So we hope to see you there and enjoying some good music and contributing to
the project. This will be the first Hear Hear event where there will be beer served at Lost Souls.
I forgot about that. That's fantastic.
Wow. I was just going to say, just got so super homosexual.
I have something. Oh, my God.
Alcohol.
Fantastic.
That's so wonderful.
Something to look forward to.
Wow. I'm not bringing Shannon. She's going to stay home so I can drink with the boys.
Okay, now I'm switching back to Jewish. You know I can't afford it.
You can't afford their beer?
I can't afford any beer right now.
You can't afford to lose Shannon?
I definitely can't afford to lose Shannon. She's my last link to heterosexuality.
And to humanity.
I'm hanging on by a thread. Let's go ahead and thank the artists who we had the good fortune to play on Kill Radio's submission show Hear Hear. We just heard The Sweetheart, Mather Louth, Pat and Johnny, Foynts, T6, Death to Anders, The Third Grade Haters, Matthew Cates, Bruce of Windsor, Nutcase, Rochelle Rahm, Nicanor, Herka's Hero, David Wong, Chris Jameson, Hour of the Shipwreck, and Lee.
I knew you were going to get tripped up on Nicanor's name. That's why I was ready to on the standby.
Yeah, you were on the ball, as it were.
If you will.
If you will.
Better than saying on the balls.
Good, sir. Yeah. And that's it. And we're doing Fridays, noon to 2, except for today.
Normally,
we did 2 to 4. And this will be available for download and podcast. Just follow the links over at myspace.com/hearhear. That's HEAR_HERE. Anything else, Mark?
No, we're done.
Can I go now?
Yes, let's go.
Bye-bye.